off long enough. It's time to go to the SBC fan line, and it's our guy, Bobby, on 590 The Fan.
Yeah, I think a Hoosier. Somebody keeps calling somebody and waking them up, man, for a free show.
Show's not free, buddy.
Huh?
People are paying the ultimate price for this show, Rudy.
Did we call you?
I think we call you, Rudy?
Yeah.
Oh, now that's Joe's fault. That's not our fault.
Oh, that's Joe.
I think it's Hoosier to call yourself Rudy when you're actually named Bobby.
Well, I guess. I don't know. Actually, my real name is Rudy, but my dad's was too. So my sister started calling me Bobby to keep the confusion down.
All right, now listen, Ted.
Yeah, cleared it up for
me. Your wife was on yesterday airing the dirty linen within the Rudy family that you guys are having serious issues. Are you mad at her for doing that?
Well, shoot, I was supposed to make some money yesterday, and the guy didn't come through. Now I'm worrying about putting food on the table. I guess you want to call that Hoosier. I went out and did the work anyway.
So you went out and cut the lawns?
Yeah.
And they didn't pay you?
Yeah, the guy didn't have the money.
Well, go.
You kind of sidestepped the marital issue.
Huh?
Well done. You could testify in front of Congress. Just say you're not talking about the past.
Are you mad at your wife for calling in the show and ripping you?
Yeah, I don't know what she did. What'd she do?
She didn't like being called chicken legs, for one. But then she said, oh, yeah, Rudy, you can have them. And we were trying to patch it up for you kids.
She said that you don't take care of your marital responsibilities.
Communication issues.
Well, in the bedroom. You're filthy around the house, and all you do is drink rum.
Rum-dum, she said.
Rum-dum. That sounds like her.
She said the magic is lost.
Huh? Oh, yeah, it's been like that for, like I told you guys, for about the last 5 years.
Five beers?
About the last 5 years, man. It's been kind of going down pat.
Are you looking elsewhere for love? Because Chasey...
Oh, I should.
What about Chasey? Would you hook up with Chasey?
Too young.
Too young. Rejected by Rudy.
I want something at least, you know, maybe late 20s, early
30s. What are you, 45?
Huh? 47.
He's looking for somebody.
What about men? Marty's single. What about men?
Men?
Too cheap.
I don't go that way.
All right. Hello.
Sorry, Marty.
Rudy with us here on 590 The Fan, our visit with Rudy. And your wife also told us yesterday that she said you're usually boozed up when you're on this show.
Well, yeah, I guess that's probably the reason I ain't been calling in. I ain't drank in 2 days. I'm starting to get the shakes.
You're getting the shakes.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you trying to sober up, or you just don't have enough cash for the bush?
I just ain't got the cash for it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Producer Marty, Joe, why don't you hook him up with it? Like,
Marty, you owe him $5.
That get you like a 12-pack of the Blue Train?
Joe, shoot, he wouldn't even buy me a free drink on the casino.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's the worst. You want me to have him come over after the show and drop off a 12-pack? That's not going to help you get a lot
drink
done.
Beer.
You don't drink beer?
Mm-mm.
Just the rum-dum?
Yeah.
Well, what do you got going for today, Rudy?
I have no idea. Come up with some cash, put some food in the icebox.
Well, you know, apparently in New Orleans, looting is all the rage. Maybe you ought to try that.
Yeah, they're talking about all that, but they never did mention anything about the bayous, man. There's that storm had to go right through the bayous, and there's thousands of people down there.
Where's the bayou news?
Huh? I don't know. I know my old lady, she watches them soaps, and she watches some reality shows, like Trading Spouses. There was this one couple from down in the bayou. She was worried about them. From over one of them reality shows.
She's like, worried about the couple. Well, good for her. She sounds compassionate. And I got to tell you, Rudy, I think you're going to have to step it up because she seems a little bit disgruntled with you. So treat her well today.
Rudy, can I give you one piece of closing advice?
What?
Send her your love with a dozen roses.
Yeah, right. I might be able to pick some around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Pick some. Just people that have a rose garden, steal one at a time.
Rudy, do that today. Get her some flowers. Show her you care.
Yeah. There's some poison ivy in there.
No. Why you?
All right, Rudy. I admit that Joe's a Hoosier for calling you. We don't need to call you. You call us when you've got something on your mind that you want to air out, or if you need a little help or a little sports advice, you call us.
Yeah, just send money.
I'm going to put you on hold, and Joe will hook you up with a bottle of rum for being our caller of the day.
All right.
All right, rack him.
Why are you telling him that? We're not giving him anything. Now he thinks he's getting money.
His wife's watching reality shows and concerned about the spouses that were swapped down in the bayou or something. I don't know.
I don't even know who Jim Hayes is.
Thank goodness.
I don't know how we can segue this here, but that was Rudy, and this is Mr. Finkelstein. We call him Dr. Finkelstein. Doc, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. Well. Welcome to Hoosiers and Hummers.
What's that?
How you doing?
Oh, well, we're just plodding along like the Cardinals are doing. I've been kind of dying a slow death this past couple weeks. I've got some statistics on Albert that I'm a little concerned about, but he seemed like he came coming out of it.
Doc, did you want to quickly? We got our friend Rudy here, who is a regular on the show. Are you familiar with Rudy at all?
Yeah, I've heard him. I hear him talking on and off all the time. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to put you on with him, but Joe just cut him off there. Okay, I thought maybe you could. You're an older, wiser gentleman. I thought maybe you could counsel Rudy.
I could counsel him. Oh, probably so, but I don't know which road that he would go down, or I would go down, one or the other.
What are you insinuating, Doc?
Well, I'm kind of like a philosopher at times. Mm. You know, golf and sex are just are two things you can enjoy without doing well.
He's doing material. What are you reading, like the calendar, a joke a day calendar?
What are you, Shecky Green?
Not really. I have a few here and there that we do. We have an entertainment group that we... that I throw a little joke out now and then, and I kind of use them for like the for 5 or 6 months.
This is Pat Cooper. We're in the Catskills. It's Labor Day weekend. It's the Morning Grind, 590 The Fan.
Pat Cooper?
Huh?
Spicy hot. What did you say?
Yeah, Pat Cooper works the Catskills a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wears a big black horn-rimmed glasses. Yeah, great, great comedian. I saw him way back in 1968 when I was in New York.
Not as good as that Dom DeLuise.
Dom DeLuise? Well, he's all right. Dom DeLuise is in the Burt Reynolds realm.
Okay.
How about Paul Lynn? He was pretty funny.
Paul Lynn, yeah, basically he's more of a sitcom comedian type of guy.
Well, thanks for the breakdown.
It's a good point.
Yeah. Well, listen, I just want to say something that
sure,
from August 21st to August 30th, Pujols was batting .329. He had .492 at bats and so forth down the line. But the breakdown from then to until last night. He lost 7 points in the average.
And let those kids just turn it loose, and they start running.
Oh,
31 times at bat.
Respect your elders.
And he had 6 runs scored, 7 hits, and he only had 3 RBIs. And I was wondering if there was some
down?
Kind of statistic that they have on how many men you've left on base throughout the year or through a certain period of time.
There are stats.
All right, producer
we
Joe,
don't know
hey,
them.
Joey says he's going to look it up for us, Doc, okay?
Okay.
All right, take care.
Oh, by the way, that also includes 6 walks and 8 strikeouts.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on.
I was happy that Eckstein hit that home run. I was hoping he would do what Joe Medwick did to Dizzy Dean back in the 30s.
Get off the phone!
Dizzy Dean was
get
off
the
shutout
phone!
And there was nothing in the 7th inning. Joe Medwick hit a home run.
Leave us alone!
Come walking in the dugout, and he threw the bat at Dean. He says, there's your run. See if you can hold it up.
Oh, my. I've heard that story, actually, before. Hey, Doc, appreciate the call.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Well, yeah, bye.
Got to run. What a guy. I love the Doc. Doc Finkelstein. Really want to talk to Bill because he wants to talk about the show, and God only knows what that could be about. But because we've broken down all things Cardinals with Rudy and Dr. Finkelstein, we're a little late for the break.
My head is spinning right now.
This is the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan. First in